Synthetic Biology, Digital Medicine, and Nanomaterials. By design and desire, our students would be the world's top entrepreneurs, as well as executives from Fortune 500 companies. Our mission, to help people positively impact the lives of a billion people. The idea for SU came together at a founding conference hosted at NASA's Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley in September 2008. What I remember most clearly from the event was an impromptu speech given by Google co-founder Larry Page near the end of the first day. Standing before about 100 attendees, Page made an impassioned speech calling for this new university to focus on addressing the world's biggest problems. "I now have a very simple metric I use. Are you working on something that can change the world? Yes or no? The answer for 99.99999% of people is no. I think we need to be training people on how to change the world. Obviously, technologies are the way to do that. That's what we've seen in the past. That's what's driven all the change." One of the individuals in the audience listening to Page was Salim, who had headed up Brickhouse, Yahoo's entrepreneurial incubator. He too was taken by that message, and within weeks he joined Singularity as the university's founding executive director. Salim, having run several startups before, navigated the usual crises that come with an early-stage company and played a crucial role in making SU the success it is today. But perhaps most important of all, Salim pulled together the diverse thoughts and case studies taught at SU and wove them together into a vision for a new kind of company, one that operated at 10 times the price performance of those just a decade ago. It was my pleasure to help frame the attributes, concepts, and practices exhibited by exponential organizations, and to join Salim, Yuri Van Geest, and Mike Malone in developing this book. Together, we have had the great fortune to study and understand how accelerating technologies are changing the course of nations, industry, and all of humanity, and to manifest Salim's how-to guide for the exponential executive. Some of the work described in the chapters ahead emerged from my own book, Abundance, The Future is Better Than You Think, co-authored with Stephen Kotler, as a framing of where we all could end up, but most of it applies to the companies of today and how they need to navigate there. Salim's co-authors also deserve recognition. First is Yuri Van Geest, a Singularity University graduate and one of the world's leading experts in mobile, as well as a keen student of exponential technologies and trends. Yuri has a background in organizational design and has been materially involved since early on in the project. Second is veteran high technology journalist Mike Malone. Mike is not only a world-class technology reporter, but also the inventor of two influential organizational models that preceded this book, the Virtual Corporation with Bill Davidow and the Protean Organization. Salim's vision of the exponential organization is a powerful one. Potent forces are emerging in the world: exponential technologies, the DIY innovator, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, and the rising billion that will give us the power to solve many of the world's grandest challenges and the potential to meet the needs of every man, woman, and child over the next 2 to 3 decades. These same forces are now empowering smaller and smaller teams to do what was once only possible via governments and the largest corporations. 3 billion new minds will join the global economy over the next half dozen years. The relevance of this is twofold. First, these 3 billion people represent a new population of consumers who have never bought anything before. Consequentially, they represent a long tail of tens of trillions of dollars